Chapter 5. Living as Family. The last essential habit in the life of a Christ follower that we will look at is the habit of living as family with God's other children. It is sharing life in authentic community with other people that are also God's children. Many times it is neither common nor easy for Christians to live together in true community. There are a couple reasons why this is. 1. Some live isolated lives. Some tend to live their lives a bit isolated from other people. Of course, they are almost constantly surrounded by other people during their whole life, at work, in the stores, when they go to movies, when they go to the park. In spite of being surrounded by other people, they tend to live isolated lives. In other words, many times they don't live in authentic community with others. We enter into a relationship with God. Many times, this tendency to live lives constantly surrounded by other people, but in reality isolated from them, continues even after making the decision to become a child of God. We enter into a relationship with God, but not with His family. We're children of God, but we don't live like brothers and sisters with God's other children. We receive forgiveness, but our relationship with God is defined by our relationship between Him and us, and not as much by our relationship with His family. 2. New Christian, Old Community. For others, the situation is a bit different. They live in community with others, but when they become a child of God, the group of people they are in community with doesn't change. They might go to church on Sunday, but during the rest of their week, they live, work, play, study, and share with the same friends as before. Of course, God's child should not just leave all of his old relationships. Jesus taught that his followers should be light in the middle of darkness. In other words, that God's child should have friendship with people who aren't Christians. However, when someone becomes God's child, her best friends, the people closest to her, logically should be other children of God. That way, together they can help each other know God better, leave sin behind, and work with Jesus. This is the meaning of living in new community. Without being in community with His children, we drift away from God. The reason that it is so important to live in community with the other children of God is because living in community with God's other children protects us in our relationship with God. There is a relationship between being in community with other children of God and living a life that is faithful to God. Maybe you have seen or experienced this in your life. When you are by yourself, not living in community with other children of God, you start to drift away from God. When we are isolated, when we come to church on Sundays, but we aren't in community with other Christians, we naturally drift away from God little by little. Sometimes it starts by not reading the Bible like we did before. Other times, new sins start to enter into our lives. Other times, we slowly stop work that we are doing with Jesus. It isn't a coincidence that the people who have the strongest relationship with God, who are successfully leaving behind their sins, and who work the hardest in the kingdom, are the people who live in authentic community with other children of God. We need community. So, the reality is that God's child needs to live in community with God's other children. The life of a Christ follower isn't an isolated life. Sunday service isn't enough. In order to live in community with God's other children, merely attending the Sunday meeting isn't enough. We are in community with the people we frequently see and with whom we frequently talk. Just one meeting a week doesn't take us into living in community with the other children of God. Much more. Living in authentic community with God's other children means much more than only seeing each other occasionally in a formal meeting. Of course, Sunday's meeting is an incredibly important part of the believer's community, but being part of this community means much more than just attending this meeting. Big idea. Being God's child means being part of His family. God says and demonstrates repeatedly in His Word that when someone decides to be His child, he becomes part of His family. He or she becomes a member of the community of all the other children of God. 1 Peter 2:10. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So, by definition, you can't be God's child without also being a brother or sister to the rest of God's children. The family of God. The idea of living in community with the rest of God's children comes from the real-life example of how people who are brothers and sisters live together. Ideally, brothers and sisters in this life share a unique friendship and bond. Every family isn't like this, but you expect a family to be very united and essentially a small community. In the same way, because we are sons and daughters of the same Father, God, we are part of the same family. The friendship and bond that God's children share should be much more real and stronger than the bond and friendship that siblings share. A shared life. In the Bible, we encounter a description of the community and bond that the spiritual family of Jesus' first followers shared. The description is of a life shared with other children of God. By seeing how they lived as a family, we can learn how we today should live as the family of God. Acts 2:43. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. In this description of the first Christian community, we see what the family of God should be like, how we should live as God's family, and what happens when we live as God's family. What should the family of God be like? God says that His children are members of His family. So our question is, what should this family be like? Let's take a look at some of the characteristics that should identify God's family. A united family. The first characteristic of God's family is that it is a united family. It isn't just a group of people, rather, it is a family. Its unity is expressed in companionship and a deep brotherly love. Verse 44 of Acts chapter 2 says, all the believers were together. And the first Christians were like a united family. They shared their lives with each other. Living with this kind of unity means that the closest friendships that God's children should have with each other should be with other children of God. It is an understanding that now, since we are God's children, we are more than friends with each other. We are, in fact, spiritually related. Unity should be one of the dominant characteristics of God's family. Mutual care. Another characteristic of God's family should be mutual care for each other. This should be the place where no one has need and everyone shares the need that everyone has. Acts 2:44. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. In the early church, they helped each other. Each person's need became everyone's need. It wasn't a community where some took advantage of this, but rather it was a community where the true needs of everyone were carried by the community as they helped each other. When the first characteristic, unity, exists in a group of Christ followers, unity is naturally expressed in a mutual care of each member of the community. Bringing glory to God. Up until this point, what we have been describing are characteristics that should be in any united family. What distinguishes God's family from every other family is the purpose of the members of this family. God's family has as its principal goal that of bringing glory to God. In other words, the family of God exists not so much to be united and to take care of each other, but to make God look big, strong, and good in the eyes of every person who observes this family. This was the purpose of the first Christians. In Acts 2:47, it says, praising God. Together they sang, prayed, read the Bible, and talked about God. It was a community focused on Jesus and God. Today, it should be the same for us. God's family should be a community in which everyone helps each other put God in the center of their heart. The focus of our community and communion as God's family should be to bring glory to God, or to make God be seen to everyone around as big, strong, and good. So the family of God continually says together through song, in teaching, in private counseling, and in conversations, God is the most important thing. Put Him in the center of your life. How should we live as God's family? If the family of God should be characterized by its unity, its mutual care, and by glorifying God together, then we have to ask ourselves, what does this look like in practical terms? How should we live as God's family? The same description of the church in Acts 2 doesn't just describe the characteristics of how the church was, but it also describes what its daily life as a family was like. In this description, we can see how we should live as part of God's family. Regular meetings. A big part of the family life of God's family is the church's regular meetings. These are moments when everyone, or almost everyone, comes together in a single place to celebrate a worship service to God. This was the practice of the first church. Acts 2:46. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. A big part of their community was their public meetings. This meeting can be compared today to our Sunday meeting, where we sing to God, teach and preach His Word, and invite our friends to come and see what life as a Christian is all about. In this meeting, we focus together on God, and as His children, we put Him once again at the center of our lives. This focus can be seen in our activities during the meeting. We remember the death of Jesus with the Lord's Supper. We receive the Word of God. We sing to God together. We invite outsiders to come to this meeting in order to see our faith publicly expressed. Living life together. After mentioning the first meetings that they had, the text continues by describing how Jesus' first followers spent time together outside of the church's big meeting. Acts 2:46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts, they broke bread in their homes, and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. What this describes is that another huge part of the community they shared was through smaller meetings or groups getting together in each other's homes. They ate together, possibly remembering Jesus by taking the Lord's Supper together, and shared life as a family. Today, this can be compared with community groups, small groups, or cell groups that meet at formally set times. It can also be compared with the times that different Christians spend time together informally. Living as family means spending time together, not just in the activities programmed by the church, but also in the normal activities of life, like when two or three families from church eat together, when a few people go out shopping together, when a group gets together to play a sport or to watch a sport on TV, when a family stops by to visit another family in their home. In order to live as God's family, we have to spend time together. You can't be best friends with every person that goes to your church, but you should spend time regularly with some of them. Even though our social life shouldn't be limited to just spending time with other sons or daughters of God, a large part of the Christian life is spending time with other Christ followers. What happens when we do live as God's family? The description of the early church in Acts 2 concludes by describing what happened when they lived in this way. I believe this description ends like this because the same thing can happen today when we, as God's children, live as a family. Recognized by outsiders. The Bible says that the first Christ followers were recognized with favor by those outside the family. Acts 2:47, and enjoying the favor of all the people. They treated people who weren't Christians well. They didn't separate themselves from them. Rather, they lived among them in such a way that they made being God's child and part of this community attractive to outsiders. If we live in the community that God desires for His children, others will see this and value it, because it is not normal for people from different families, races, and cultures to join together as family. We will enjoy favor among outsiders because we are literally transformed together into Christ's body, and together are His representation to the world. Always growing. The product of living as family with other children of God is that this family attracts other people that want to be part of God's family. Acts 2:47 says, "And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." Their purpose wasn't just to get together, praise God, and protect themselves from the world. God used them together to attract, teach, and baptize other people in their lives. Their purpose as a community wasn't just to benefit themselves, but to help others know God. Because of this, every day there were baptisms. Every day, coworkers, family, and friends said, "I want to become a child of God too and become part of your community." They helped each other physically and spiritually, and they sought God together. When others saw this, they wanted it as well. Together, we make what it means to have peace with God and live as God's children, visible and real to others. We help each other follow Christ. Living in community with other Christians is the essential ingredient to being able to live the Christian life and to not leave the faith, to not fall into sin, make wise decisions, and find encouragement in difficult moments. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. What we receive when we live in community with other children of our Father is invaluable. We give and receive advice when we don't know which decision to make. We encourage each other when we feel sad and down. We comfort each other when we pass through difficult moments. We help each other when we have need. We correct each other when we see someone starting down a bad path. We confess our sins to each other. We pray for each other. We encourage each other in our faith to read the Bible, to continue on, to work more with God, and to pray. We confront each other when we see sin in our lives. We help each other mutually serve God, live like Jesus, and help other people know God. For this reason, when we spend time together, we should always be thinking of how we can help each other follow Christ better. This doesn't mean only talking about God or the Bible, but it does mean to always have the goal that during the time we spend together, we will help each other in our walk with God. One of the biggest questions that we can ask each other when we are together is to simply ask, how are you doing with God? This question opens the door to many opportunities to encourage each other. What is your next step? If we, the children of God, are a family, then the question we must ask is, how can I live in deeper community with other children of God? For some, this means making a commitment to start regularly attending the church's meetings on Sunday. If this isn't your habit, your next step should be to incorporate this habit into your life. The weekly meeting of the whole church is a very important event in a Christian's life. For others, you need to spend more time with your Christian brothers and sisters during the week. You attend on Sundays and then disappear until the next Sunday. You aren't living in community with your family. You need to invite other Christ followers into your house during the week to eat and talk. You need to join a small group, community group, or Bible study. You need to spend more time with your Christian friends. We all need to share our lives more with other children of God. Who is in your life that you can help in their walk with God? Who do you know that has needs that you can help? How can you encourage someone else in their faith? What is your next step to live in deeper community with others who are also God's children? More like Jesus. The goal of the Christian life is to become more like Jesus. The Bible teaches that Jesus is in perfect communion with His Father God and with God the Spirit. Additionally, Jesus lived in community with His followers during His life on earth. When we live in deeper community with other followers of Jesus, we become more like Jesus. Being in community demonstrates to the world the community that God desires to have with us, and being in community helps us to mature and become more like Jesus.